Donnie, first, man, I have been wanting to get a hold of you for a long time. Long time. What you did last year, I thought was amazing.
No, what about?
Musically?
Musically with the album.
With the album?
Yes.
It was just one of those things where, man, you know, from the Christmas holidays throughout the year, I mean, like, you were everywhere.
You know, Rudy, I've just tried my best to sing my songs and tell my stories and play my music. I keep it very simple. I'm very down to earth, and it's taken me 12 years to get to sit here with you, and it's been a long journey, but I've cherished every moment, you know, and every bit of music I release, it's amazing to me that something that comes from my heart finds its way to somebody else's.
But man, it just, I mean, from, you know, Juno Awards and let me put you this way. I think the best way to do this is I personally had not really listened to your music, okay? And because your album, as we speak, as folks are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, your album was released on Monday.
Yes.
I had listened to it last week. In my CD releases, I said, quote unquote, I wasn't much of a Johnny Reed fan before, but after listening to this whole album, I definitely am now.
Oh, that's brilliant, mate. Well, thank you for saying that. That's very nice of you.
And it's true, because I have never heard, I mean, it's been a long time since I've heard an artist like yourself with raw passion in each song. And that's what I hear off of this album, man. Like, just crisp, down to the core, to like the bottom of your gut. You know, passion in the songs that you're singing.
I've sang since I was a wee boy. I mean, needless to say, all your listeners, they can probably tell I don't originally come from Canada. I was born in Glasgow, and I immigrated to Canada in 1988. It was July 17th, a very hot day. And my mother had us dressed up in big heavy jackets, thinking we were coming to Canada. But that's a whole other story. But I've been singing for a long time, Rudy. I remember as a wee boy standing in front of my mirror where a comb, and singing into the comb and pretending I was on the Terry Wogan show, you know. And every day I get to wake up, I've got four kids of my own, I've got three sons and a brand new wee baby girl.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I see myself in them. Mm-hmm. And I go back to that innocence. And a lot of my songs, what I sing and the way I sing them, is purely based on innocence. It takes me back to a simpler time, you mm-hmm. know. And I'm able to go back there just simply looking at my babies. And sometimes I find myself looking at myself in the mirror in the morning, and I still see that wee boy. I still see that wee boy that stood there with big dreams.
Wow.
And many years ago, 12 years ago, I decided that this was going to be a dream worth chasing. And I set off on this journey, and it's been an incredible journey full of ups and downs and in-betweens. But I wouldn't exchange 1 minute for anything. It's been a great journey. It's taught me a lot about myself. It's taught me a lot about the people that surround me. It's taught me a lot about the people that spend their hard-earned money to buy my records. Last year, I was talking to a record executive. He said, you know, I had a party last week, and there was 25 people there. And, you know, you're selling platinum records, and there was 25 people in the music business that had no idea who you were. And I started laughing, and I said, well, I'm not singing songs for people in the music business. I'm singing songs for the people that want to listen to music that I sing. The working class. My old man's a diesel mechanic. I mean, people always say, country music, how did country music get you? Well, you know, I never called myself a country singer or any other kind of singer. I just sing songs about my life, about my family, morality, love, things that connect us, rhythm. That's what connects us. That's what makes you and I sit here today and have a discussion about music.
Let's get into that, because, yeah, they had you down as a country singer. But when I'm listening, especially with this album, where I listen to your past music, I think it's a little false, man, because I'm hearing rock, I'm hearing blues, I'm hearing gospel, I'm hearing R&B, I'm hearing all of this in one album coming from one voice.
Well, that was what I said to, you know, a lot of people ask me that, you know, how did you get into this? Well, I'm a product of my environment, the same as everybody in the world, really. You know, my father had big dreams of coming to Canada. North America. You know, he was a diesel mechanic. He wanted to come over here and drive a big truck and get down the highway and, you know, all the dreams. So he listened to a lot of country music when I was in Scotland, for Jim Reeves, to Charlie Rich, Charlie Pride, all Memphis country, you know. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with the stories. I fell in love with the storytelling and the morality of that music. But my mother's a spark plug. You know, she's a wee, you know, 5 foot blonde, and she loves Stax Records, and she loves Sam and Dave, and she loved Diana Ross, and she loved Luther Vandross, and she loved Barry White. I mean, she loved all that music. So I grew up listening to that. And to say that that had an effect on me would be an understatement. So I love the morality and the storytelling of country music. But I just love the instrumentation and the passion and the power of gospel and soul and R&B. Music that connects people. I think, you know, I think Ray Charles said it best. You know, he said, country music is white man's soul.
Yes.
And soul music is black man's country.
He did say that.
He did say that.
Absolutely.
And it's an accurate statement. And for me, mate, I just want to sing something that means something. And my hat is off to all the other artists that sing, you know, a lot of the dance or pop and all that stuff. It's just, I don't want that to be my legacy. You know, I want to write songs that make a difference. I want to write songs where people come up and say, Johnny, I just want to let you know, that song really put a smile on my face.
Well,
or Johnny, I just want to let you know, that song really made me sit back and take a moment to think about my life a wee bit. I love that. I think that's the true meaning of a star, Rudy. You know, all these guys, you know, I want to be a star. Well, why do you want to be a star? Well, I want to ride a big bus and be on billboards and magazines. You know, it was never my goal. It was never my goal. I wanted to be a star for one reason, to be a star, to be a tiny piece of light in the middle of the darkness, something to wish on, something to look up to, something to hold on to when you need it most. And that's what I try to offer with my music. And I'm just so happy that there's so many people here in Canada that feel the same as me.
Well, you know what? I think what you just said definitely represents your new album. But before I get into that, I want to talk about last year when you were the top, sharing the top spot for the Juno nominations.
Yeah.
That must have been incredible for you when you were sitting there going, what's going on here?
I know. There's Michael Bublé, Drake, Justin Bieber, and this Johnny Reed guy, you know, who's this guy? So I'll tell you a funny story. I'm eating spaghetti with my family. You know, Jen makes a big thing of spaghetti and we're sitting eating. And my eldest son, Justin, I've got three boys and a wee girl. And Justin looks at me and he says, Dad, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Newfoundland. He goes, Newfoundland? Why are you going to Newfoundland? I said, well, I'm going up there. There's an award show called the Junos. Oh, so Jen voices up and she says, my wife, she says, do you know who your dad's up against? And he says, who? And she said, Justin Bieber. And just, I swear to you, Rudy, my wee man looks at me and he goes, well, good luck with that one, Dad.
Oh, Lord.
So actually, it was an amazing feeling. Uh-huh. It was unbelievable. And look, you know, there's a lot of people out there just like me. I immigrated to this country. This country's given me more than any place else.
Absolutely.
I'm an immigrant to this country, the same as many, many generations of Canadians. For me to be able to stand up on a national stage in front of a national audience and tell my mother and father that the sacrifice they made was worth it without having to even say a word to them is as much validation as anybody could ask for. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, was the highlight of the Junos.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. Everything that you have just said that we had spoke with in the last 10 minutes, I think truly represents your new album. Like I said, I think it's incredible. I actually had one person who had said that she had taken a picture with you, Marlene Oliver. She's one of our morning show announcers.
Yes.
Said she had taken a picture with you a couple of years ago at CHFI, and she says, today I'm going to try. She says she can't get enough of that song.
Yeah. Well,
it's again, it's such, like the rest of the songs here, such a passionate song, such a passionate album.
Well, you know, it's a celebration of humanity is what it is, Rudy. You know, people ask me all the time. I was just in Zurich, Switzerland, and this guy says, what is Canada like, you know? And I said, I sat there for a minute and I said, you know, it's like a big bowl of confetti. It's made up of many different colours, many different shapes and sizes and cultures. But together, it's beautiful. And that was the only way I could explain it to him. So and when writing that song, my son was leaving to go to school. Mr. Williams picks him up in the school bus. And I stood in the front steps. He said, right, Dad, I'll see you later. I said, right, have a great day at school. Love you, Dad. Love you too, son. Go, away you go, change the world. And I said it very much in passing. And I shut the door, and I stood there in the silence of my own moment, Rudy, and I thought, how ignorant is that for a man my age to ask my seven-year-old boy to go try and change the world when there's probably a few things I could do myself? And I sat down at my piano. I didn't even touch my piano. I just took out a piece of paper. And I just started writing things down that I felt I could do. I mean, I'm not Bill Gates. I mean, I'm not going to give fresh water to the world. I mean, I don't have the money to do that. However, there's a few things that I could do. I could say hello to my neighbour. I could tell somebody I love them. You know, I could sit and talk to a stranger. I could teach my kids right from wrong. You know, these are all things that I can do as an everyday person that in some way will help to change the world. I may never see that change. Our generation might never see it. My kids might see it, might not see it. But three or four generations from now, Rudy, if everybody wakes up in the morning and says hello to their neighbour and greets them with a smile, I think that's something worth singing.
Well, it's definitely in the music, man.
Thank you.
Definitely. If there was anything that... Is there anything that surprised you with this album when you put it together, listening back?
Well, you know, the bookends of this album, you know, I lost my granny. It was May 09, and my granny was a big part of my life. Her name was Margaret Seagriff Reed, and she partied like a rock star, smoked like a chimney, and drank like a fish. You know, she was something else. But I lost her, and it was the very first time in my life that I'd ever lost anybody. I felt for a moment that I'd lost love, even though that wasn't true. I hadn't lost love. I had just lost being able to reach out and touch it. But she passed on, and a few days later, I got the news from my wife that we were pregnant. We're our fourth child. Now I've got three boys, so chances are we're having another boy, right? Fast forward a few months, my wife says, what are you up to? I say, I'm just laying down, Tell Me Margaret, which is one of the songs on the record, a song I wrote for my gran. I said, what's happening? She says, I'm in the parking lot of the studio. So I walk out, and there's my wife stunning in the rain with a pink balloon. And I looked at her and I said, you're joking. My granny loved the rain. And there's my wife with this pink balloon. And I thought to myself, that's the bookends of this album. It is a place called love. And it poses the question, mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, sisters and brothers, everyone, do you believe in a place called love? I'm not trying to preach to anybody because I wasn't put in the world to preach. That's why I wrote the song from a personal standpoint. I believe in a place called love because I've seen it. And I'm hoping that this album, sonically, will be able to take a listener to a place in their own memory that indicates or signifies a place called love.
Incredible. You know, before we start wrapping this up, what do you think it is, the biggest misconception about yourself? What do you think it is?
Misconception about myself? You know, I think the biggest misconception... It's an interesting question, really. I think the biggest misconception about myself is that no one knows who I am. Everybody says, you know, you just, like, man, you just come on the scene and, you know, and I'm like, guys, I've got 720,000 reasons why that's not true. There's a lot of people out there that I've been able to reach and touch with my music. That's one of the biggest misconceptions. However, there's another one at the other side of that coin, which is, I'm so happy that there's a lot of people out there that have never been introduced to me or my music, because it feels like I'm just getting started. And that's exciting to me. It excites me that I can walk into a room and no one have any idea who I am, what I have to say, or what I sound like. So it's a double-sided coin as far as misconceptions. But as soon as I start talking, I mean, there's no misconception of where I came from.
Tour-wise, what's going to happen with you right now?
I've got 46 shows. We're going to tour this album. We've got A Place Called Love. We just wrapped up some rehearsals in Halifax. Mm-hmm. We're going to start in Edmonton. We're going to take it over to Vancouver. We're going to come all the way out to Newfoundland. And we've got 46 shows in 8 weeks. Immediately after the tour, I'm back in the studio, working on a US release. I signed an international deal with Manhattan Records out in New York.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'll be in working on that. I'll spend Christmas with my family, have a wonderful time, And then the new year, I'll be touring through America. Summer, I'll be in Europe. Fall, I'll be coming home, basically just resting a wee while because I've been busy. And then the plan is to come back through Canada spring 2012. So everything going well health-wise and everything else, that'll be the plan. And, you know, I look forward to celebrating Canadian music. You know, you talk about the Junos and you talk about us. You know, that's a celebration of Canadian music, and I'm just happy to be part of that fabric. So I'm looking forward to taking what Canada has nurtured, which is my soul and my heart here in Canada, and I'm looking forward to taking that around the world and showing it off.
Absolutely, my friend. Twitter, website?
Yeah, johnnyreid.com. johnnyreid.com. I'm always on Twitter. My management's always saying, "Hey, you know, you need to Twitter. You need to Twitter." So
yeah, they tell me the same thing too.
So I'm getting there with it, you know. But I try my best. I try and do at least a couple a day, just if something pops up that's interesting, you know. And the last few days has been pretty interesting.
Well, you know what, man? I'm gonna check it out myself. This is indeed a pleasure, man.
Thanks, Rudy.
This is definitely a pleasure. I was so excited about this. I didn't want to do it over the phone. I wanted to make sure we did this in person. I'm glad we did.
Me too, mate. Me too. There's a good energy in here, and I really appreciate your kind words. It means a lot to me.
Energy is in this, man. Absolutely. Good. Congratulations and thanks again.
Thank you, Rudy.